morning, everybody. Happy new week. Hope you're doing amazing. I am super excited to be here next to my second time published author, Suzanne Gomes, who you can see there right behind her has got the two books. From Wife to Widow was the first book. Was it released about a year ago or a year and a half now, Suzanne?
2 years.
Oh, wow. Time flies. And then just held off the press from corporate to country, which she's got a copy there as well. You can see the little sign there behind Suzanne. There it is. And that's what we're here to talk about today is this, you know, a metamorphosis from being a corporate person into someone who lives on her own in a massive property. But let me first of all give you the official introduction of who Suzanne is. Then we'll go into the juicy content and tips. And if you have got any questions, comments, please go for it and post them because I'll be able to see them here as we go along on my live stream. All right, so Suzanne Gomes, guys, is a two-time author, business owner, coach, and a mentor. After a 25-year career at an iconic Australian company, reaching the successful title of an executive, she left it all behind for the life in the country. After her husband died at the age of 47 from leukemia, Suzanne published her first book, From Wife to Widow, which was about dealing with blood cancer, grief, and life beyond. This then led her to write From Corporate to Country and gives you an insight into her career from call center consultant to an inspirational leader, the ups and downs of corporate life in a male-dominated world, to living by herself on 35 acres and the dream of building and operating an accommodation business, Corvine Retreat, in the Sunshine Coast hinterlands in Queensland. Wow, Suzanne, well, you and I have also gotten to know each other as well, you know, outside of me being your mentor throughout these books. But, you know, I always love hearing the story of how did this all happen? Like, how did you like just pack up your corporate life? What was actually a line in the sand moment as to why you decided to then move from Victoria to Queensland?
Yeah, so Nat, when I can't even remember when, I've always wanted to run my own accommodation business. I remember going on a trip in 1998 with Robert. And we traveled all around. From that moment, I said, oh, my God, I could do this. We could do this. We've got that personality. We love to chat and socialize and travel. One day we have to do this ourselves. So it was in 2017. So Robert had been diagnosed with leukemia in 2013. He'd had months and months of chemotherapy. He had a bone marrow transplant, and he was actually remission. But it was at that point, and we'd been over in Broome, another holiday that just inspired and motivated us. And I got on the plane on the way back, and I just literally opened a spreadsheet and started to actually tap out my business plan for what is now going to be Coolabine Retreat. And during that time, I remember I was an executive in Telstra, and I'd go on lengthy trips around Australia. You know, I didn't know. Trip, and there would always be my business plan Word document, and I'd start working on it and starting to kind of like get it all rolling. And then in 2018, Robert and I actually bought the property up here in the Sunshine Coast hinterlands. Mm-hmm. He wanted to accelerate our dream because he was still he'd relapsed by then, I think twice, and things weren't going well for him, so he left his corporate job. And then we moved up here at the end of 2018. And again, I kept going up and down the highway to Brisbane corporately. But when Robert went into full-time hospitalisation in April, unfortunately lost his wife in the June, I was just devastated. And this place that he had literally gifted to me, which then became a location for healing and I really got into spiritual practices, and it allowed me the time, but more so the space to actually grieve and grieve really hard, that I kind of like started to think to myself, I can't do this corporate thing anymore. I can't sit in meetings where it would take hours and hours to come to the simplest decision that could have been done over email. I couldn't give myself as a coach or mentor to my staff anymore, because I was only just surviving for me, much less having to give myself to anybody else.
Yes.
And I looked back at my career, that when I started as a call center consultant, I never expected to be an executive, you know, in this company. I never expected to actually lead thousands of employees and contractors in a male-dominated labor workforce. So I sat down and said, look what you have done. What more do you want to do? And I just thought, I can't do it anymore. And I thought, you know what? Robert gave me this beautiful location, this beautiful property, this dream that, you know, we wanted to build together. But now, hey, there's a new chapter going to happen in my life, so I may as well do it now. And so I literally rang my boss and just said, I'm sorry, I have to resign. And he said to me straight away, he said, I knew you were going to do this. And I said, why? You don't even know what my dream is. And he's like, nah. He said, I could see that you have bigger things to do outside of us.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, you know, you're realizing that dream now. And, you know, we chatted earlier a little bit about, you know, the transition and how no time spent doing anything is ever wasted. We always collect skills along the way. So talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, I guess this is a bit of an insight inside this book, you know, that... Yes. I highly recommend that you guys go and grab and read, especially that's one of your dreams to transition. But tell me a little bit, what are some of the things that happened for you that has you go, oh my God, that's the experience that I accumulated here, but I'm using it now in this environment.
Yeah. So, well, one, being a female in, you know, I've got 35 acres. I don't have tractors, but I have a lot of tools. And Robert had this thing with me. What would happen one day if I died and you had to use a drill, or if you had to use a chainsaw? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, so he had... I think Robert was, he had some subconscious insight in terms of, you know, maybe what was going to happen, I don't know. But in saying that, yeah, so I've gone from male-dominated workforce to now living in the country, running a 35-acre property, liaising even just with the farmers and the neighbours here. You know, it's a different, you have to have a different approach. I can't go in and tell these people how to do things. I can ask them to help me, but I don't know how to do it, which was very typical of what I did at, you know, in my corporate career. I've also things like risk assessments. I was only just talking to my new partner yesterday and we're talking about risk assessments. And I just had that light bulb moment where all of a sudden I've just gone into this corporate spiel around, you know, well, you need to consider this and you need to consider that. When I was writing up my website, and, you know, the other day, and again, like I was thinking about all the risks. Oh, I need an indemnity form for this and I need this. And, you know, how do I get a contractor in? I've just gone through a process where in the last month I've had to sack my builder, sack my certifier, sack my engineer. I've had to go back literally to the beginning, re-engage a new builder, certifier, engineer, plumber. All those skills of just picking up the phone, meeting with people, giving them an understanding of who I am, that, you know, I do have these skills. It's all literally come to fruition in terms of what I learn in my forward in my new business. And at the end of the day, I know this is what I've meant to be, but the corporate world taught me how to be, I think, the successful business owner that I will be once my retreat is built.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the retreat. So, you know, obviously there's the property and you're building the accommodation on the site, yeah? And so what's the vision for the retreats and what are they going to be about and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I've got I've got an approval from the council to actually build I'll start off with building three cabins. And when we first thought about this, it was going to be just, 14-day short-term accommodation stay. But then when I wrote From Wife to Widow, it became really apparent that when I was searching for a retreat or for a group of people that were widows and that I could talk to and I could share my experience with, there's really not too much out there. So it came to me that I should actually start to hold this space, which, like I've said, is quite spiritual. And I've seen my friends and family come into my house and leave a completely different person, even just after 24 hours. So I thought to myself, I can hold retreats, just six people. We'll do different activities around dealing with fear, because when you're a widow, the biggest thing is fear. You fear life by yourself. You fear for the first, months going grocery shopping. What does my future look like? How do I cope with the relationships that I held previously that are possibly not with me now? And there's so many other things that a widow experiences. So how do I actually bring six amazing people that really want you to take that next step forward? Because that's what I'm all about. I'm not about leaving in the grief. You have to take the grief with you, that is definitely, but my retreats will be all about actually moving forward, how to actually transition into that next chapter of your life, and how do I actually give those people inspiration and confidence that they can do the same thing that I've done. Plus, I'm probably going to open it up to other people to hold space to run retreats as well. I just think that over time, the accommodation will decrease in terms of just your flow through on weekends. And I really want the weekends to be held for retreat space on different genres and obviously different community groups.
I love that. Yeah, it's a very cool idea. And I think you could do the wife to widow retreats and then the next chapter retreat. You talked to me a little bit about, some self-help retreats as well that you want to host.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that I've really taken, so when Robert died, I had 18 months where I grieved. And although I had, I'd go to parties and you'd go out to dinner and stuff, at the end of the day, the loneliness was really hard. So I took that time. Then the next 12 months was really about, I made a decision that I had to fall in love with myself again, that I had to love me. And that meant I engaged a holistic grief counsellor, which I do still see today. I engaged a coach. I obviously engaged the Ultimate 48-Hour, publishing company, which has allowed me to get that mentoring from yourself, Nat, as well as the rest of the team. And I've learned so much especially through the membership, Momentum membership, and all of the masterclasses that we've done. That's also been part of all that coaching mentoring process. So that 12 months was, I spent so much money, and sometimes I used to say to myself, oh my God, Suzanne, I can't afford this, but I need this. So I'm like, just dip into the savings again and dip into this and maybe don't go on that holiday and on another retreat. And I went on retreats because I knew how beneficial that this was all possibly going to be, because I can't stand in front of a group of people at a retreat and actually coach them on something that I've never done myself. It was really important to me to actually engage all that help. I do definitely love myself, and I know that I portray that now. And then the last 6 months has really been around, how do I actually change my energy? How did I become a more calmer person, a more relaxed person? I say to my friends all the time, I might look like the same person on the outside, but I know Robert's death. And everything that I've done since then, including resigning from my corporate role, I know all of that has now made me this new person I am today. And I love me. I am such a better person today than I've ever been. And without those coaches and mentors, I would never have been able to be who I am today.
I agree. And I've done the same. I mean, my last 13 years has been all about investing and taking the next step and level up. But also I believe coaching and mentoring will get you there a lot faster than you could do and in figuring it out on your own. So what you did, you may have dipped into your savings, which often it's necessary. You never have enough time or money to invest in something, but it's like, can you afford not to? Because you ultimately are wasting time and money. It'll take you 10 times longer to figure it out on by yourself through trial and error, and probably a lot of wasted time where you could have been, you know, doing the things that you really want to do. So I take my hat off to you. You know, I have seen and watched you over the last 3 years doing that time and time and time again, and it's all coming together. Sometimes you can't see you know how like building the foundation of the house, no one can see when whatever. Yeah. Takes a super long time to start seeing anything come above the ground, and then it starts to happen. Like that's probably going to happen with your three properties there. You know, like,
yeah,
I know you've been talking about it. First of all, it was getting the council approvals, then finding the people, and you've said, you know, you've sacked some of them, so obviously the process has slowed down and all that sort of stuff. So so it's like all of that, no one sees that struggle and perseverance and the actions that you're taking. And then what people are going to notice is like everyone's talking about Coolbine retreats and we should be going there, and like, you know, oh, there's a waiting list now, and it's like, oh, you're so lucky, Suzanne, right? And then they say you're so lucky, but no one saw the work and investing and decisions that happens. And and I love that about you. You know, you're very, I saw the way you were as a client and a student, how what you did at corporate, staying disciplined, meeting your timelines, handing things through. So how was the doing the second book, obviously in comparison to doing the first one? With the first one, you came through the full retreat and everything. The second one was a publishing package and you were more solo in the background getting it all ready to hand over. So what was the strategy of, you know, I mean, of course you knew the process. I always like to know, how was the experience for you first to second time?
Well, I know writing the book was, it flowed a lot easier. And also too, I think there was a lot of motion in the first book rather than the second book. But I was very, like you said, I'm a very structured individual. So the structure that your company puts in place and your team puts in place, it works really well for me because that's exactly what I need. What I love the most, because this was something I don't think you'd put in place when I did the first book, was the weekly publishing calls. You know, the team, especially Julie and Viv, like they kept me on target, to the steps that I needed to achieve every week. And if I missed a call and they're like, hi, Suzanne, what's happening? You know, have you done what you needed to do? All this kind of stuff. And their motivation and their own inspiration kind of got me back on track again. So that part I really needed, because like I said, you're not on any other call. You're kind of in some way, if you say compared to the retreat process, is that I'd stepped away and I didn't have a group of people to kind of go through with. And there was a lot of other things that I'd learned, you know, that I needed to do, which was, you know, I still remember one day I was sitting there I woke up in the middle of the night and I'm like, I haven't launched this book. I'm going through the editing process. I'm nearly about to go to actually the final stages, and I haven't even done the pre-launch yet. But, you know, so there were little things, and I'd say to Julie all the time, Julie, and I remember going, I can't remember how to do this, and I can't remember to do how to do that. So that was really cool, because then I could tap into the girls, and actually then again, they could coach me through, yeah, you've got to use this system. And you know, I'm great following things, as you know, Nat, but that I just got a little bit lost. But I still, the team really still helped me and, you know, moved me through. And those publishing calls, again, allowed me to meet new people with new books and, you know, a whole group of another networking piece that I hadn't had previously.
Yeah, and that's something I've noticed that you have really taken to is going out networking and meeting people and being involved in our community. I mean, you also came and spent time with us at some lunches that we hosted here. We had some parties at this Gold Coast house, which we missed you the other day for our third year in a row here, but I'm sure you'll be back in another one in the future. But, like, I love that. Like, you're really you're on your own in your property, but you still go and connect with people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like this group that you've formed, you know, I've got actual friendships now that have blossomed out of it. You know, through those two sisters, you know, I went on their retreats. Di is now my coach. I've just through listening to your interviews, you know, my partner has a transgender child, and for whatever reason, I jumped on the other day, and here's a book about transgender. I read it. I've now given it to, you know, what I do know is my stepdaughter. I've given it to her, and, you know, so there's just so many, the opportunity within this group to actually then source material that actually helps you in life, not only in business, but helps you in life and all the different things that you might actually be presented with is just fantastic. I just log on and see where the next lot of books are whenever you hold a retreat. And then I'm like, okay, I need to buy that one, that one, that one, that one.
Yeah, select from all the pre-launch. But yeah, it's very cool how you said that the second time you hadn't gone through with the group and all the timelining, and you had forgotten little things, which you often actually something you may not be aware of. Maybe you are, but the last couple of years, a little bit after you did your first retreat, we started saying, look, anyone that's done a retreat before, you're welcome to reattend. So we're now seeing 4 or 5 people coming during second and third books because they want that. The group and the timelining. So when you know through your membership, you're going to get to your third book package. So you could actually book into one of the upcoming retreats and actually do all the steps. So you kind of have that, you know, the timeline. Because I feel like when I was just publishing only, they can be very sporadic and inconsistent in the actions that need to follow logically. So.
Yep.
So the invitation is there. Remember my words today, and then come and
let me know
when you're ready for your third one to roll it out, and it'll happen faster, right? It always happens faster if you use the system properly. I love that. So where can people buy your book, Suzanne? I've got here, guys, by the way, on my screen. I'll share it, and then we'll spell it out for those of you that may be listening to this as a podcast. But here we go. I have got Suzanne's website, and actually both books are on there. From corporate to country at the top, and then from wife to widow. And the website is suzannegomes.com.au. So Suzanne, SUZANNE, and then GOMES.com.au. Also, both your books are available on all your good online retailers like Amazon, and they've got their international distribution in case, you know, they can't find the website or whatever, they can get them there. What about the retreats? Like if people want to inquire, because we're still in field, how far away do you think you are of the starting point, or is it a little bit still up in the air, or have you got a goal for 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, so, well, the building of the retreats will be definitely completed this year. Yep. So I'm looking to run the first retreat in March 2024. Okay. And then I'll run, you know, depending obviously on how many people are interested in attending, then I'll start doing them at least on a quarterly basis.
Nice, beautiful. So if people are interested, especially if you guys, those of you that are listening, if you know someone who's lost a, you know, a partner, and they are looking for a community of widows, is it going to be, sorry, I didn't ask this, is it just going to be for widows, like a female based community, or can it be the other way around?
No, it'll be both for female and males. Because what I have actually found, I've been meeting a number of widowers of late and that have purchased my book, and there's they have less of an opportunity than women. So I'm going to do both. But yeah, if anybody is definitely looking or feels inspired by it, definitely I've got a Facebook page that is actually called Beyond the Widow. So please jump on there. You can take a look at the content. I can put you on my subscription list, so DM me. Otherwise, you can also send me an email, which is suzannegomes73@hotmail.com, and you can actually register, and I'll put you on a waiting list. And over the next 6 months, as the building of the retreats occurred, then I will definitely start to update everybody who's on the waiting list.
Yeah. Awesome. Amazing. Suzanne, you've frozen a little bit. It's been a bit patchy, the internet, this morning.
Booking them in next year.
Sorry, gorgeous. You froze like for ages. We heard the email. So SuzanneGomes73@hotmail.com. And then, Of course, go to Beyond the Widow is the Facebook group. Is it a group or page?
Yeah, Facebook page.
Perfect. And that's how you can stay in touch. If you know anybody who's lost a spouse, you know, then these would be a perfect solution, because we all want to hang out with like-minded people and people that will, you know, kind of can relate to what we may be going through. And no one should be doing anything alone. I'm a big believer of that, and always looking for people who are 10 steps ahead of you, so you can get there a little bit faster than they did. So I really appreciate your time this morning, and I'm so proud and happy of everything that you're achieving. I love having you in our community, your books, your actions, and I can see the you know, this building. I can't wait. Like, you know, we'll reconvene perhaps in another 12 months. And maybe we will just talk about the retreats through the books that have come to fruition. So big congratulations. And go ahead, guys. Go get a copy of either From Wife to Widow or From Corporate to Country. If you had a dream to make a big sea change in your life, you know, there's always ways that you will be able to implement the skills from what you've lived through. And we were talking also earlier before the interview how I had also 12 years in a corporation before I became a business owner, and so much I learned from them became part of what I do every day, and how I organize myself, how I do systems, how I do customer service, how I do sales, all that sort of stuff. I love it. Thank you, Suzanne, and have an amazing day, everybody. Smash it out. All right, guys, bye. All right.